I'm Tom Maloney with Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. It's Tuesday, September 22nd, 2020. Happy first day of fall. Stay tuned for the latest on a $6 million NSA grant awarded to Purdue Northwest. Crown Point City officials are set to break ground on one of the largest capital projects in the city, and a Hoosier judge is a frontrunner to fill the vacant Supreme Court seat following the passing of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. But first, a Valparaiso teenager is scheduled to go on trial in Porter County next month for the 2017 murders of 18-year-old Thomas Grill Jr. of Cedar Lake and 19-year-old Molly Lanaham of St. John. The COVID-19 pandemic has called for special rules to be set for the trial for Connor Kerner, who was 17 at the time of the killings. Kerner reportedly said he shot Grill after Lanham tried to rob, and Lanham rather after they tried to rob him during a drug deal. Jury selection for Kerner's October 6th trial will be conducted at the Porter County Expo Center, and social distancing will be strictly practiced. The trial itself will be held in the courthouse, but the public will not be allowed to attend. Judge Roger Bradford says only one chair each will be allowed for the victim's family and the defendant's family. Masks will be required at all times except when witnesses are testifying. Crown Point City officials and Franciscan health administrators will break ground on Thursday on the $200 million Franciscan Health Crown Point Hospital at the southeast corner of I-65 and US 231. It's believed to be one of the largest single capital projects in the city. The site already includes a Franciscan Health Franciscan Point and a University of St. Francis facility, both of which will be expanded. Officials plan to gather behind the Franciscan Health Franciscan Point building to break ground. Franciscan Health officials say in a statement that the new hospital is set to open in late 2023, and it will be a state-of-the-art regional medical center and offer the latest healthcare technology to residents throughout South Lake, Porter, Newton, and Jasper counties. The National Security Agency has awarded a nearly $6 million cybersecurity workforce development grant to the College of Technology at Purdue University Northwest. The two-year grant will allow the university to collaborate with other higher education institutions to develop an artificial intelligence and cybersecurity certification-based national training program for the more than 425 transitioning military, first responders, and other adult trainees. During the first year of the grant, the coalition will develop an artificial intelligence cybersecurity curriculum that contains 12 courses divided into three tracks. Topics will include Windows and Linux computer technologies, cloud technology, and Python programming, among others. PNW says the training program will be offered online and free of charge to the trainees. A frontrunner to fill the Supreme Court seat vacated by the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is a federal appellate judge who has established herself as a reliable conservative on hot-button legal issues from abortion to gun control. Amy Coney Barrett is hailed by religious conservatives and others on the right as an ideological heir to the late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia. Liberals say Barrett's legal views are too influenced by her Catholic beliefs and fear she could seek to scale back abortion rights. Barrett, a Hoosier, currently sits on the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals. She was appointed to the position by President Donald Trump in 2017. Barrett met with Trump at the White House on Monday, according to a person familiar with the vetting process who spoke to the Associated Press on conditions of anonymity. U.S. Senator Mike Braun says he's on board with the Senate taking a confirmation vote on a nominee to replace Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg before the November election. The first-term Republican said in a news conference Tuesday that he thinks Trump should pick Amy Coney Barrett because of her judicial record. Indiana's senior senator, Todd Young, has so far been silent on whether he'll vote for President Donald Trump's nominee before the November 3rd election. Young is expected to give remarks on filling the Supreme Court this afternoon. Indiana had 21 work-related deaths on farms last year, the fewest number of documented cases since 2013. That's according to Purdue University's Agricultural Safety and Health Program. Its report says three of the victims were children under the age of five, while 11 were 60 or older. Tractors and skid steer loaders were involved in at least 8 of the 21 documented fatalities. The report highlighted the continued need for injury prevention educational programs for those 18 and younger. The Trump administration this week is set to resume this year's wave of federal executions following a 17-year hiatus. If it goes ahead as scheduled today, William Emmett LaCroix would be the sixth federal death row inmate executed this year at the U.S. prison in Terre Haute. Another is scheduled for Thursday. LaCroix said in an obsession with witchcraft led him to slay a Georgia nurse to lift a spell he believed she put on him. Lawyers asked President Donald Trump in a recent petition to commute LaCroix's sentence to life in prison. They mentioned that LaCroix's brother, Georgia State Trooper Chad LaCroix, was killed during a traffic stop in 2017, and that the death of another son would devastate the LaCroix family. Looking at your Lakeshore weather forecast tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low near 54. Wednesday, mostly sunny, a high near 80. Thursday, sunny skies, a high near 79. Friday, sunny, a high near 80. And Saturday, mostly sunny, a high near 82. In sports, the first-place Chicago White Sox look to get momentum back on their side tonight at 5:10 against the Cleveland Indians. The Sox have dropped three of their last four games. They have a one-and-a-half-game lead on the Minnesota Twins in the AL Central. The Sox magic number to clinch the AL Central is 4. The Cubs' magic number to clinch the NL Central is 5. Tonight, against the Pittsburgh Pirates, they'll try to lower it. First pitch is set for 6:05. For Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM, I'm Tom Maloney. This has been your Midday News Update. Thanks for watching, and don't forget to share.